We apologize for having to wear these masks.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
All righty, next case.
Case number 12502, South Laurel LLC, seek a special use exception to operate a daycare center. Sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of North Laurel Plaza Road at the intersection of Discount Land Road and Sussex Highway. The 911 address is 10771 North Laurel Plaza Road, Laurel. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 12, Parcel 63.09. The applicant is requesting a special use exception for a daycare facility, and we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Campbell. Address is 117 Burnett Street, Carrington, Delaware, 19952.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to do, about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks. As you said, the purpose of this application is for a special use permit. I'm here on behalf of Encounter Praise Church. We're located at 10771 Laurel Plaza Road. We lease the property at the northernmost end of I guess you call it an industrial area. Currently, the property we use only on Sundays for church services, and we'd like to expand that to be used Monday through Friday for daycare facility. Over the summer, with the outbreak of the COVID, Laurel was hit pretty hard with the closing of a lot of daycare facilities, and with one of our parishioners was laid off as a result, and a lot of the mothers who happened to be healthcare workers and essential workers were kind of stranded, and so it impacted us as a really small congregation, and we decided to kind of pursue this as an outreach to the community. And not realizing how slow the wheels turn when it comes to a lot of the process itself. So this is kind of the first step, to finding out to make sure that we have the approval to use the property as a stated purpose. As you can see, the property itself, there's 6 identical properties where we're located. Currently, in the original narrative, I said there are 4 current businesses there. As of yesterday, when we went to church, the business closest to us, which was a Above and Beyond Heating and Air Conditioning, which usually has their fleet of trucks out in front, parking lot was empty. So I don't know if they've relocated, moved to another location for their operation, but they were empty. So there may only be 3 current businesses at this particular location then. But the heating and air conditioning and there was a termite business there. Of course, they don't do transient business. They're an outcall home, in-home service for their business. So as far as conflicting with any day-to-day business wouldn't be an issue with them. The other businesses that were there are a dance studio, which is at the southernmost end, and a used appliance business, which it doesn't really conflict with the hours of the operations that we would be doing, which are from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The appliance business doesn't open until 10:30, which would be far past the drop-off time for most parents at 7. And the dance studio doesn't open until 4:30 p.m., which would be prior to the pickup time for the parents at 5:30.
How many students would you have there?
We're looking to target 15 students. And as far as traffic flow, a lot of those I wouldn't say a lot, but it's quite possible that many of those would be multiple children per family, so there might even be, as far as traffic flow, there might be even less than, you know, 15 vehicles per day as far as traffic in and out.
Any questions?
The age range of the students that you take into charge?
In elementary school, we're not going with infants.
School-age children?
So school-age, yeah. Preteen.
And the hours of operation again?
7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Any employees?
Two.
Would they be licensed?
Yeah, we would need two, and they would be licensed certified. One of them would be our administrator, so.
Okay. And the safety features of the facility for anything external, playground or anything?
We'll have a playground facility. The playground facility would be well within the state guidelines. It'll be 762 square feet of fence, permanently fenced. Scale diagram of the building itself. With the playground facility off to the right. And the sanctuary area of the church itself would be, provide the play area for days when the weather would be inclement, such like today, which would provide about 1,100 square feet of play facility, which exceeds also the 700 square feet provided or required by the state.
There are a number of bathrooms in the structure?
There's two bathrooms, a men's and a women's facility. There's also a utility room. If you look on the map, the far lower left corner of the building is a utility room where we have our refrigerator, microwave facility. We won't be providing meals there, so we don't have a kitchen facility. So the parents would be bringing their own, providing their own lunches. We will, of course, have snacks available for those who don't or are unable to maybe provide their own meals or maybe forget. But we'll have, as the state requires, but we do have refrigerators and microwaves if they need to heat their meals.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
In your opinion, do you think you will substantially affect the neighboring businesses?
Not at all. No. The way access is to the different businesses, there's only two access points to each of the. There's one there that accesses the far three buildings, and right now we're the only building, we're the only occupants there. Like I said, the heating and air conditioning, which was the only building that shared that access point with us, doesn't look like it's there anymore. And the other access, we wouldn't conflict with their business flow at all, just because of their hours of operation.
Where did you say the classrooms are going to be, in the sanctuary?
Yeah, we're using movable partitions to basically block off the age groups as far as learning areas, which is what was suggested by the state when we went through the training program. As long as we can divide off the learning areas by age groups, and we use that by either like portable bookshelf or type of spaces or movable partitions, just to kind of designate off certain areas for the different age groups. And then when it comes to like playtime, we can just roll those out so that we have open spaces for them to, for activities. And that would be in the sanctuary area itself.
And where's your kitchen? You don't have a kitchen.
Well, it's not a kitchen. It would be, if you look at the, in the far left corner was a spare room.
Mm-hmm.
That's, we have a refrigerator in there, a full-size commercial refrigerator. We have some shelving for our, you know, for our supplies, a microwave in there. And it's kind of a utility room where we have spare toys that we keep in there. Where we have right now a classroom, we're kind of looking at that for the future. If we do have infants, we would have a separate room for our infants.
Okay. Any questions from anyone? Mr. Sharp?
I know you were talking about the other businesses that appear to be on that same, it's an industrial park, is that what this is?
It's kind of a light industrial park. It's okay. Basically a series of warehouses. They're like a pole building type of, they're metal buildings.
What are on the neighboring properties, not the part of this park? What's around the area?
The only thing that is there is across the street, there's a Dollar General. It's out of frame, but there's a food lane across the street.
Okay.
Behind it is the it's mini storage, and then essentially there's nothing.
All right, I have no further questions.
Yeah, there's really not much else around.
Okay, thank you.
And you are going to have a fenced-in area, correct?
Yeah, we have permission from the owners to put a permanent fencing up, and whether that's going to be a chain link or some type of a vinyl fencing, something as durable as we can. Most likely it'll be chain link because we do have landscaping contractors who come in, and to avoid any type of damage that could shard any type of vinyl, we'll probably do something a little more durable.
No other questions, Mr. Sharp?
I have none, thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, you have nothing?
No.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, we have no one that wishes to make any comments.
Thank you. This is right on 113, or 13,
it's
I
right
mean?
On, right on 13. Yeah.
And how far do you think that building is from the highway?
If you could pull it back up, it's...
I
there's about, from the highway, there's about a 20-foot buffer, there's like a 20-foot berm between the highway and the parking lot.
And then how long?
And then there's about a 35-foot, the parking lot, there's about 35-foot from the ground, from the edge of the parking lot to the building.
About 55 feet away from the highway. Thank you.
And students would enter the building from the cul-de-sac side?
No, they were from the parking lot side.
Okay.
And then there's another, the other exit is on the north side. And then our emergency routes. It's on the side, right about where the arrow is. It's on the north.
Exit of the building, you said?
Yes, there's another exit right there.
Oh, okay.
And then our exit routes would be toward the cul-de-sac on the back side.
Is that berm or the grass between the parking lot and the highway, is it elevated?
It dips right off the highway.
Okay.
And then it comes back up.
Okay.
So the highway is slightly elevated.
Yeah, there's a swale there.
It dips down.
Yep.
They're going to have to pull in and back up and come out the same way they came in.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually big enough that we can actually have them pull and make a loop through. If they actually, we can create a drop-off type of flow.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that with our, some of through our holidays and giveaways, and we actually have them pull through and drop off.
Okay. No other questions? Then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,502 for the special use exception for Encounter Praise and Worship Center and South Laurel LLC. I don't believe that the requested purpose will substantially or adversely affect the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. Mr. Sharp, do we put a time limit on this or?
This one's not a temporary.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Thank you for what you're doing for the community, sir. Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved. Thank you.